sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line.
This looks like what Roger Moore would look like if he had his feet up in imaginary stirrups while he was laying out on a beach towel.
Brent, that just ain't right. I'm surprised they use toilet paper.
Uh-huh. That Dixie cup you're drinking from looks like a shot glass. Did your head get that much bigger? It looks like the Unabomber with a hat on.
Now a member of the Global Ag Network.
Can we go ahead and get all the puns out of the way in the text before we started recording, didn't we, Landon and Casey?
The vision thing?
Yes, and whatever you said. No, that was
I have a 2020 vision.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that once again is a solid intro and a solid beginning to this new episode of the Dryland Farmer Podcast. We are glad everybody is listening to us, downloading. Casey, is everybody downloading yours too?
Oh, just a thumb fire. I can't hardly keep. I'm running out of downloads.
Is Chartable going to have to like set up a whole new section for you?
I think you're going to have to get a new server just for my show.
Yeah. Well, they've already contacted me for more space. So anyway, but guys, we've got as you can tell, we've got Casey Seymour back with us, and as always, I've got. I don't know why I keep saying we. I mean, I took the turd out of my pocket a long time ago, but got Landon Nolan. He's my co-host. Landon, what do you know?
Oh, I know very little, Brent.
I know. You've proven that time and time again. But nonetheless, we still invite you over, and I still invite you over. So, again, this is the Dryland Farmer Podcast, and we'll go ahead and get it out of the way on where you can find us, just like the Moving Iron Podcast. That's all over Apple, and like they have iTunes, and then there's like Google Play and Stitcher and SoundCloud, and we couldn't figure out if we were on Spotify yet. Are you on Spotify, Casey, on the Moving Iron Podcast?
I'm on Spotify, yeah.
You're pretty kick-ass.
It's too legit to quit. I mean, I don't, but
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
You lucky bastard.
Man,
we're unlegit.
We're de-legit. We're like Antonio Brown's child support. So anyway, yeah, so you can find us all over the place. I'm going to tweet this episode out at Trader Brent, and Landon will retweet it.
At NoTwitLandon44.
And Casey, he's got his whole Twitter thing going on. What's his Twitter thing?
Hit me up on Twitter at MovingIronLLC. I'm on Facebook for a little bit longer, and then I'm going to be on the old Instagram or the Gram as my
Gram.
See, yeah. I still haven't. I was meant to get on the Gram the other day, and I just did not like the metric system. So, hey-o! I didn't get on it yet. But so we're already like 3 minutes into this thing. So that's if you've listened this far, this is a confirmed play, Casey.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
No, it's a confirmed play times two. Oh, that's so you're good to go.
That means that from now on we can say whatever we want.
Nobody listens to us. That's it'll count. That's the thing that'll count. Casey, okay. 60 seconds. You know all about that, don't you?
Yeah. That's what she said, yeah.
No. Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Hey, we all get our own things, Brent. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, go with
like I say all the time, we start at the same time. Not my fault.
That's true. Very true. Okay, Dr. Ruth. Well, so this week we're doing can you imagine listening to that old nappy
bag of bones.
bag of guts talking about sex. Is she even still alive, you think, Dr. Ruth?
Actually, I think I saw an interview with her not too long ago, within the next, last 6 months, to be honest with you.
What's that line on Big Daddy when the dude's girlfriend's dating the old man?
Balls?
He has a five-year plan. He has a five-year plan. What? Don't die?
Don't die, yeah.
Shut up or I'll break your hip. Okay. Well, this week, guys, we're doing predictions. And we're going to have to make a note, and I'm going to put, a sticky note on my monitor. And that way it'll remind me in December, if we all make it that far, that we're going to see how our predictions, if they came true. We've already confirmed that our football picking skills, or at least Casey's and Landon, suck pretty bad. What happened to your New Orleans Saint predictions, guys?
They got beat. How about those?
It was rigged.
It was rigged?
It was rigged.
So, dude, you know, I can't.
Those damn Norwegians, man. You can't trust them, man. They
can't trust them.
They just showed up.
Norwegian
Vikings, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. So, I don't know if I said this on the podcast or I think I might have just tweeted it. I was going to say, you know, it would be hilarious if at the end of the game, New Orleans committed an obvious pass interference penalty, didn't get called for it, and then on review, get called for it and lose the game. That would have been an epic ending to an epic season because they're the only reason the pass interference review got into play.
The last play was a little bit questionable, but
Yeah, but it wasn't just over the top blatant.
No.
It just wasn't their year.
So, now that we've got the we're weeded down to the last four teams, who do you got?
I got the Chiefs.
Yep. I'm going to go Chiefs, Green Bay, okay?
A repeat.
I'm going to go repeat Super Bowl one.
And how bad did the Ravens get shot down?
Bad. They
look like crap.
That Henry, man, they didn't realize how good the offensive line was for the Titans, and then you put a good running back behind them. Wow, that shows you what you got. Man, that guy tore him up. He tore up the Ravens, and he tore up who did you play last week?
Patriots, yeah.
I was reading in this. I was reading in the newspaper thing. Remember that newspaper? I was reading that before the game, and they said the Ravens didn't have a very good run defense. And man, it was true.
Something wasn't good.
They knew what they printed.
So I just thought. I mean, I didn't see the Ravens very much, but when I did, they were just so freaking dominant in their just in their athleticism that I thought, man, they're gonna run the table. So. The whole time after that, before that, I was predicting, you know, LSU's just going to run over Clemson. And then just like I thought Baltimore was going to run over, you know, Tennessee, and obviously that didn't happen. So I'm like, you know, everybody's doing the same thing I am. They're picking LSU to just run over Clemson. So I'm like, maybe I'll take Clemson in the points. But obviously I didn't do anything. But obviously it was a great game for the first, what, 2 3/4, and then LSU just went on to prove how badass they were.
A little consolation for Clemson. They just beat Duke in basketball a few minutes ago.
Sweet. Well,
there you go.
So did Stephen F. Austin.
That's true.
Well, the only thing Clemson has over LSU this year is you can understand what the hell their coach is saying.
Right. Well, yeah, the funniest part of that whole game was, so before kickoff, they got to do like the quick 30-second soundbite with the coach, and I can't remember what the young lady's name is that was interviewing Dave over it. She's like, what makes you think you can win? That was kind of her question. The way he responded to that to me was hilarious because he was like, I don't want to answer that question. You asked me how do I think my team's going to win? It's kind of my job, you know. And it was the dumbest question I've ever heard a reporter ask a coach before a game, and it was – it kind of shows you how sometimes those reporters are out of touch with what's going on around.
So how pissed off did Nick Saban look being there? Why am I?
That's just his normal look, man. Well, that's his normal look.
That guy has one bad case of red ass.
Yeah, he's not pissed off. He's making millions on that insurance.
Oh, so God, yes. Geico or I don't know who, Aflac maybe?
Aflac,
yeah.
It's Aflac.
One time Tech was getting beat by, like, New Mexico or something, and they asked Mike Leach at halftime he's running in, and they're like, what can you do to get back into this game? His answer is awesome. He doesn't even stop. He just goes, ah, hell, I don't know. Keeps going.
And now he's at old Southern Mississippi.
Yeah. Mississippi State.
No, Mississippi State.
So what was the deal? Did they get let go, or did he run his contract out, or what?
They just got him from him. They just, I guess they offered him more money.
Well, it's still everybody in love.
Well, they're going to let him lock. They're going to let him lock kids in closets and lockers down there.
Well, as long as they're not TV commentators' kids.
Yeah, they don't. They don't care about that down in Mississippi.
Nah,
no, it's totally fine. Been doing it for years.
Yeah. Well, Nick Saban. He was on the broadcasting panel, and they were interviewing him, asking questions about, you know, what they need to, you know, just like y'all said, what does the teams need to do to get back in the game and everything. So, and he's still like, I don't know what this guy's O face must look like, but after 60 seconds, he's probably freaking red in the face.
Yeah, he gets pretty fired up, man.
I'm not he does.
He probably goes 2 minutes.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of his players say the best thing that ever happens to him is they get to the NFL and it gets easier.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, don't discount that 2 minute drill, Landon.
Yeah.
Hey, it sounds like a double pun.
A game winning drive.
Oh man, ram it down their throat. No, okay, that's enough. So okay,
extra point.
Oh man. Well, guys, we're gonna get through this first segment. We're done with it. We're gonna go over to the second. We're gonna give you our. Actually, I'm gonna ask some questions to my co-panelist here, and
these are Brent's predictions.
Well, no, these are my questions, and y'all are going to give me your predictions, and then I'll follow up. So stand by. We've got a prediction for each month of 2020, and so we're going to get to all of that and more. I don't know what the more is going to be. I mean, we ain't going to have time.
We're
going to
get a prediction on the weather, Brent. That's the
word.
One.
Yeah, we got Randall Ricardo. He took the week off last week, so we're going to get him back in here, and then some kind of sponsor, goofy sponsor. I think maybe Dawson Tire. Hey, Casey, if I say Dawson, how many times do you get, like, do you get a nickel every time you say Dawson Tire?
No.
Dawson Tire.
No,
Dawson Tire.
No.
Dude, Casey's getting all awkward. Check it out, man. So, okay, so maybe not Dawson Tire. Maybe we'll get a Bird Dog Tire. Bird Dog Tire is our sponsor this week. We'll have them, and I bet they pay better than Dawson Tire. So Bird Dog Tire is our sponsor this week. I just made that up. And we'll be back on the Dry Line Farmer Podcast. Somebody better shut that dog up. Shut him up. Shut him up. Shut him up. I'm going to drop kick him.
Hey, everybody. Jake here from Bird Dog Tires.
Shut him up. Shut him up. I'm telling you. I'm going to put him through. I'm going to put him down the road.
Anyway, well, sorry, everybody. Jake here from Bird Dog Tires. Hey, do you have problems with your tire service provider? Do they not want to come out on the weekends? Do they not even want to come on out after 5:30 in the afternoon? Well, come on down and call us at Bird Dog Tire. We won't even let the tire stop spinning before we're unbolting that thing because we know that you have a rim on your rail trailer that's got the studs instead of the lug nuts, and you have to line them up, and it's a son of a bitch to get them all lined up in the lug holes. So, that's who you want to call. You want to call...
I'm telling you, right now, I promise you.
Thank you. So, anyway, yeah, Bird Dog Tire. We're here for the Dry Line Farmer Podcast, and we want to just tell everybody how excited we are that we are a sponsor for this great media outlet. We know they've got a great sense of humor, so when we say we want to put our rubber on you, we throw our rubber around. They know that we know that they're going to say, that's what she said. Yes, sir. Boy, I wish I had put the rubber on you when you went out when that other dog was in heat. Yeah, that's what I thought. So anyway, that's just Akita. Akita, she's our guard dog around here. She don't sound like much, but she's got a bark that'll bite the bitch out of you. Bird Dog Tires, proud sponsors of the Dry Line Farmer Podcast.
Hey, this is Radar Ricardo De La Feria, bringing your Dry Line Farmer Podcast weather update. Well, Brent, it's good to be back. We're off on a little vacation, a hiatus, or whatever you want to call it, siesta. And we're back. Well, we went to down to Michoacan to visit some familia, and we all got kinds of crazy stuff going on. Nobody got thrown in the shell this time. We went to the Puro Show, and it's just a scar you really can't wash off. It's a wound that just stays with you, Vato, like PTSD, like all up in here, all over the place. But hey, Vato, that's life. You gotta learn to live with it, huh? Hey, Vato, you got some kind of little bit of crazy weather coming at you, Vato. It's gonna be like all kind of icy and mucho frio coming like on Thursday or whatever. I guess it's today because that's when this thing drops or whatever. So maybe you'll stay inside. You started the fire. Hey, you started the fire up in the fireplace, and now you're in the basement. Is yours? Remember about that? You better go check it out, Mato. But anyway, nonetheless, you've got pretty decent weather when the soccer show comes around on Saturday. It's going to be like 50 degrees or whatever. So you got that to look forward to, you know, get about like $5 and then like maybe you'll like get a Grand Champion ribbon or something, you know. It can go either way, Bato, so don't get your hopes up. But hey, Bato, this week's sponsor is Bird Dog Tires, Bato. I know there's like that other outfit that like Casey Seymour or whatever is a sponsor, and they're like legit and they're like not, they exist and like not made up or whatever. But Bird Dog Tire gives you even better service than all the other real ones in existence. But so they come out and they like they'll change it while the tires are still like rolling or whatever. This is Laredo Ricardo at the Estadio. Back to you. Hey, Bato. Yeah. No. Yeah, Capro, come on.
Okay, hey, thanks, Bird Dog Tire. Bird Dog Tire, Bird Dog Tire. So, see, I just made a dime there, Casey. I bet Dawson didn't pay like that.
Can I have a nickel?
They pay twice that, so yeah, it's better deal.
Well, I guess we'll have to work on our sponsorship a little bit. Okay, guys, well, we've got our predictions for 2020 on the Dryline Farmer Podcast. All right, guys, so we're going to start out here, naturally, in the month of January. So now January is kind of already, gosh, it's already almost halfway over. So without further delay, guys, do you think – now, Casey, you kind of came up with this one. So you said something about the Democrats. What was your prediction?
That they're still going to hate Trump.
Now, do you really think they're going out on a limb there?
You never know, man. It could be one of those days where – we have longer than 12 years to live on Earth because of climate change and all the other fun things. You know, drinking milk is going to kill the Earth, those kind of things. So I feel like that we might have a shot through the last 15 days here of January that could change. I feel good about it.
So, you know, with everything going on in the world, do you think it would be so bad if we only had 12 years left? I mean, honestly.
It's a toss-up. I mean, it really is. You can go one way or the other on that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you really could. I don't want to get suicidal or anything, so, yeah.
2032,
man. Well, at least we'll have to pay for college. That's terrible. Okay, no, actually, I will. Yeah, so, okay. So, we obviously know the Democrats are still going to hate Trump, so that's kind of a foregone conclusion, especially since the month of January is already flown by halfway anyway. So, moving on to February, and, of course, February is Super Bowl month. So, the question is begged to be asked, and that question is, how many nipples will be exposed at the Super Bowl? Casey, your prediction.
I'm going to go with 2 natural and 3 bolt-on.
Whoa, nice.
You're going to have to enlighten me on the whole bolt-on nipple thing.
Well, a wise man told me one time, if you can touch them, they're real. So, I mean, kind of.
If you can touch them, they're real?
Yeah, so that might be one way to think about it.
Who's doing the halftime show? Shakira and Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we'll have any war
battle of the asses.
You can only hope.
Battle of the asses.
Oh man, that's for sure. Kate, Landon.
Oh, what the World Series have four boobies? I'm gonna go with I'm gonna double down and say 8.
Eight real.
That's a hell of a Super Bowl right there, man.
Casey's got some kind of issue with one nippled women because he's got an odd number.
No. You saw Total Recall, right?
Yeah, it's still an odd number.
That's right, dude, but if she had 3 tits, everybody wins.
How do you motorboat a triple?
And it's a prime number.
How do you motorboat a triple prop? You know, I don't know how you do that.
So what you've got there is you've got
yeah.
That's a perfect woman. That's a perfect woman when someone has ADD. So you can't everything is busy.
Thank you for telling us what we've got there.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. So so does it come from the halftime show or just the fans in the stands?
Oh, just in, anywhere in there. Maybe something in the commercials.
They could pop up anywhere.
Well, something pop up right after. Okay. I mean,
his commercials are getting more crazy every year.
That's for sure. So yeah. Okay, so that's quite a little expose on our prediction for February there. So March has got, you know, a couple different things. It's got spring break, it's got March Madness. I didn't think about that, but one of the biggest things obviously in March is St. Patrick's Day, and Americans for some unknown reason want to celebrate an Irish holiday in every state of the Union. And there's only Irish people in, like, Brooklyn, isn't there? Is there any Irish people in Nebraska?
Why don't we?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of Irish out here.
No, I don't. They're Scandinavians.
They've got red hair, and they have Mick in front of their names. So they're Irish.
Why do we need a reason to drink? Why can't we just drink?
We do.
Well, I know. Why do we have to have a? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just another reason.
I think it's one of those. It's one of those holidays. It's kind of like Halloween, you know, where everybody just pretends to be something different than what they are. Everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day and drink a pint of Guinness, talk about green beers, and going to Dublin. You know what I mean?
So that, you know, there's been that hashtag. It's all right to be white. That's like the most all right to be white day of the year, isn't it?
Oh, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Does everybody have that coworker that wants to paint you when you don't wear green?
Casey. Probably Casey.
Oh, I always say, you want to see my green? I'll show you my green. And then back off.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Landon.
That's exactly right.
Casey, you might need to see a doctor because at least Casey doesn't say ask me to see my pink or I completely butchered that one. I had a total rhyme for it. Okay. So for St. Patrick's Day, will any Irishman be found at the bottom of a pool of vomit and F words?
Well, I mean, that's a Saturday night. I don't know. That's gonna be different.
Oh. Because, I mean, they're pretty notorious for their swearing, aren't they?
I had a couple buddies in college that were from back east that were Irish, and they loved the drink and they loved the fight, and they were the funnest couple guys to be around my whole time there.
Were they the likes to fight guys?
No, they weren't like looking for fights, but I mean, it didn't matter. Before it didn't matter what it was, it escalated into a fight before the night was over.
Or were they the type of guys where if you passed out, from 2 minutes alcohol, and they stayed up a lot later, they would like lay their sack on your face, that kind of thing, and take a picture.
Oh, I think
teabaggers,
parties. Isn't that most? Isn't that most frat houses? I mean, I think that's kind of what goes on there, isn't it?
I just don't know why. I mean, I was in a frat. We were the AGR. You know, we were Greek, but you know, we weren't super Greek geeks, but. We never did any of that. I just didn't see the need.
Yeah, I wasn't in frat.
No. Okay. So what do y'all think? Will you be any Irishman found at the bottom of a pool of vomit and F words?
Yes.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe bet. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. I'd say that's a big unanimous yes there. So, okay, moving on. Now, April's got April Fool's Day. Do you celebrate that, Casey?
Every chance I get, yeah.
Is that is that the state holiday of Nebraska?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the state holiday.
Okay. Now, if y'all didn't remember, Earth Day is in April. Now, Earth Day is the 24th. Now, how many million barrels of oil will be used to help celebrate Earth Day?
More than normal, because all the libs will be flying their private jets around from location to location. So, yeah, I feel like it's
That's usually when the price of gas starts to spike.
Yeah, right. That's the beginning of the crude oil production season, and more so the demand. So, yeah. What'd you do, man? I flew here on my 757 to plant a tree. So,
I think that's
a good measure. You know, more than an average day is a very good estimation there. So, yeah, we're gonna say more than average for Earth Day. Barrels of crude, more than normal. Okay, moving on. Now, May. Now, Cinco de Mayo. Now, it's a big holiday in Hereford. Is it a big holiday in Scottsbluff, Nebraska?
That is the other St. Patrick's Day. I mean, everybody's Mexican on Cinco de Mayo.
We, a few years ago, I think they just did it once, but there was a guy, he wasn't a farmer. He was, anyway, another guy. Anyway, in Hereford, he had a Gringo de Mayo party, unlike the eight, and all were invited. You didn't have to be a gringo. You didn't have to be a abuelo. You know, you could be any race. So I didn't make it, but I heard it was quite the party. So now Cinco de Mayo. I looked on the calendar, and this falls on one of our regular recording nights, which is a Tuesday. So, who, since y'all might be out of pocket, since y'all might be celebrating, you know, my prediction is Landon will be gone. So my prediction, or my, I'm asking is, who is driving Landon home? And who will pick up Casey from the El Gato Negro y Pinocha whorehouse in Juarez?
That would be, I'd have a hard time explaining how I got to Juarez. That'd be a tough one.
I think the town would be the least of your worries if it's a whorehouse.
Yeah.
Do you have do you have a go-to buddy to pick you up at the donkey show? I mean,
yeah, that's better than.
No, normally I just kind of stumble my way home. It's all good.
That's a long way from the Ukraine, man.
That is just kind of fun quite a way to get there.
Do they have Uber there?
Yeah.
El Uber.
That's a.
They have Burro.
Umberto.
Uber's everywhere.
Dude, did you drive here? No, dude, I Umberto'd here.
we're living on the same donkey from the show.
Umberto. De Donde es Burro show.
Oh, man. Oh, that is awesome. So, do you have a go-to buddy? You said you just stagger home.
Well, yeah. I mean, all my real, like, drinking buddies are back in Wichita. There's a handful of guys here that I can holler at if I need to.
I see. Well, that's good. Everybody needs a buddy. I guess.
May, the other day, I hate the day, May 4th, because all the stupid crap that comes across on Twitter, May the 4th, and all that crap.
Yeah. I'm kind of a Star Wars geek. I like it.
That's really, why I hate it.
I know. Yeah, well, I hate you too. I already went over that. So. I don't get into the whole, it gets pretty played by like May the 3rd. So, yeah, okay. Landon, I don't know. Joanna would probably have to drive you home because I'll probably be in the same shape. Or, I mean, we've got a day bed in here in the basement, you can say.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Wouldn't have to worry about tornadoes.
You guys could plan a sleepover that night.
Hey, you want to have a sleepover, Landon?
And if only you had
to. Get your footy pajamas out. You guys can tell, like, you guys' hair and all that fun stuff.
If only Brent had two My Pillows.
I do. You can put on your comfy pants.
Yeah.
Okay, now June, guys. I drew a blank on June. Does anybody have a prediction or a question of a prediction for June? Now, you got the first day of summer. What else you got? The NBA playoffs that nobody cares about.
Wheat harvest
that we won't have. Let's see. What else? What goes on? Does it stop snowing in June in Nebraska?
For just a few days. Okay. And then it fires right back up.
Yeah. Yeah, you think it'll be 100? We'll have a 100-degree day by then?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm predicting that this summer is going to be a above-average normal temperature. It's going to be hotter than normal. Hotter and dry. Hot and dry.
Ugh, we're already used to that. So we're just going to go ahead and predict that June's going to suck a big one. How's that? We're going to say yes to that. Yeah. So, okay, moving on. We're going to get to July. Now, of course, we've got July the 4th. And are you a big fireworks guy?
Yeah, I like blowing things up.
Like blowing shit up. Case or Landon?
No, not really. I mean, we watch the shows. We don't buy. We don't really go buy anything.
Well, we buy a little bit, you know.
I like the snakes and sparklers.
God, that's a ripoff. Oh, man. Bottle rockets is where it's at, you know. So,
you don't have no whistling bungholes?
Give me one of them snakes that it molts right in front of you and leaves the skin behind. I like that kind. So how many people I go countrywide here, not the insurance company, but how many people will be defaced, decapitated, castrated, or otherwise sterilized due to a fireworks mishap?
That's actually a fun thing to go on social media and watch. After that whole week of 4th of July, there's somebody that's trying to shoot an artillery shell out of their hand or some part of the thing like that. So,
well, now, for the last, you know, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, one of my brothers has had a big fireworks party, or not fireworks party, 4th of July party at their house. And it's a you know, adult and kids show deal. So we've got lots of fireworks. And they're all out there shooting Roman candles out of their hands. God almighty, when I was a kid, my mom would have had a heart attack if I'd have done that. And they're shooting it. We went to float the river one year. Of course, this is when we were college, and my buddies were shooting Roman candles at each other.
Yeah, you didn't do that as a kid.
No, I didn't do that. I was brave enough just to light the fuse.
We used to do that all the time in high school.
Yeah, man.
This shows that scar is still not healed over.
still got a pillow.
Your hand looks like Ed Norton's hand in Fight Club after he pours that stuff on his wrist. how many are we in the easily in the hundreds? Or
is it June or July that they have the Democratic National Convention? Is that in there somewhere?
Oh, it's not till August or something, is it? It's not till later.
I thought it was late summer. I thought like. Late July, early August.
It's somewhere in there.
July is actually
kind of the first part of the summer. I mean, seasonally. Let's see. DNC Convention 2020 is in Cuba. Oh, damn, you're good. July 13th through the 16th, Casey. Gosh,
yeah. No, it's in the middle of summer sometimes.
You are good, dude. Okay, and the RNC is August 24th through the 27th. So there you go. In Charlotte, North Carolina. That is a great thing to know. I don't know why that's relevant here, but we talked about it anyway. So y'all still didn't give me a number. Could it be in the thousands or is it in the hundreds?
I'm going to say
70 billion, Trebek.
That's not what your mom said last night, Trebek.
I'll take shorts for 1,000.
I'll take horse semen for 300. Horseman. So, well, if y'all are going to answer me, I'm going to say it's in the hundreds easily.
Yeah, I'd say triple digits.
Yeah, triple digits.
It'll be thousands because everybody this time of year, they go down to the local sporting goods store and they get 27 bricks of Panerai. They go kind of blow up a car somewhere. They forget they got to be more than 15 feet away when they blow that up.
So did y'all see that video of that guy that shoots the fridge full of Tannerite?
Oh, yeah.
That is badass. Freaking door comes at him, and if he wasn't standing behind that freaking tree, he would have been smoked. Oh, it was so awesome. I don't care if it could have been Photoshopped or, you know, I think it was real.
Yeah, even if it's Photoshopped, it was a good video.
Yeah, it's still pretty good imagination. So, yeah, easily in the triple digits, maybe in the thousands. So we'll see.
Going thousands.
Okay. Casey's going thousands. You could very well be right. I don't know.
In the panhandle of Nebraska one. Yeah.
Well, the panhandle of Texas is even bigger. And we're not even as smart. So maybe in the tens of thousands. I don't know. Well, there's only, what, 500,000 people in the Texas panhandle? No. 200,000 in Amarillo. There's about another, okay, so another what? 100,000? No.
If we're going to do this, it's going to be August before we get this figured out.
Shut up. So coming up in August, will it be?
Brett learns math.
Will it be hotter than hot as shit or hot as
I'm going to go right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Especially in Hartford. You're always good if you go with shit.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to go with that.
Because of the smell.
Oh, God. We're not the only place that smells. But anyway.
I know.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I know you're not saying that. It's just that people think they're funny when they say it, and they don't live here. Okay, because you have to be whatever. You have to be from Hereford. Okay, moving down, and we're getting into the fall months now. September. Now, there's a lot of things going on in September. Everybody's back in school. You've got NFL firing back up. But still, we're still finishing up with a lot of irrigation and everything. So this is really more towards Landon. Landon, when did we finally say, F it, I'm turning the sprinklers off, and I'm going to start selling nudes on Twitter?
September 12th.
Okay, Casey, when do you get to the selling nudes on Twitter? When does that desperation set in?
It's pretty early. I'll be back in May.
What about on the gram?
On the gram, yeah.
We're still watering pretty heavy. September, we're kind of, that's our tail end. Usually mid-October, we have to freeze, so. My prediction is that we'll have a wicked dry August, and then for whatever reason, we'll have this incredibly wet September that jacks everything up.
Okay, so, I don't know. If it ever comes to that, Landon, and I see you show up on the gram, and there's more than two nipples, I don't know if we can do this anymore.
If I'm selling nudes on the World Wide Web, we have issues.
And just for a little side note, who is still making, I mean, obviously this is still happening, but as much free nudity as there is on the internet now, why are people still buying it?
Oh, I know.
I mean, honestly, I have a hard enough time getting rid of all the free vehicle warranty phone calls coming to my cell phone. Now you think I'm going to go buy some nudes and that's not going to start happening?
There's multiple phones out there still.
I guess so.
If I'm selling them, I'm going to have to get past the flip phone because I'm going to need that filter thing or whatever they have on their smartphone.
Well, I mean, some people might actually take the actual cinematic value of the movie and then go with it from there.
They watch it for the plot, Casey, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, they're like, this is some really good stuff here, the acting is spot on.
Isn't that what Burt Reynolds said in Boogie Nights? I mean, I think it is. As we have Peppa Pig on the CD in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough of that. So moving on to October. Now, obviously, October is the big month for Halloween, and it's actually the only month for Halloween.
That's the month when Halloween's in.
Now, barely.
Yeah.
It's just barely. If it didn't have 31 days and only had 30 days, it wouldn't have been.
Word.
So, Casey, this is more aimed at you. So, Casey, what inappropriate costume will you be wearing to the Moving Iron Podcast Trick or Treat or Teat Festival?
That's a tough one.
Trick or Teat.
That is one of my favorite costumes. The guy that wears like the whole teen cowl.
It's got the bag and the udders. Yeah.
It's got the udders sticking out. I do like that. No, I roll with that.
Have you worn that one, Casey?
I have not worn that one. But
what, Landon?
I'm just thinking about Casey dressed up as a cow.
Well, just identify as a cow. Just say I'm identifying as a cow, then you don't have to wear the costume.
That's true. You can just do that.
I'm just gonna identify as something this year.
I'm just gonna go as Charlie Brown again.
Yeah, and then you've got what did dress up Devore as?
She was Woodstock.
Woodstock, okay. Yeah, she'd be a good little Woodstock. Cool. All right, yeah, so you need to get to work on that Trick or Treat or Teat Festival, Casey, because last year you threw it together at the last minute.
Brent, I think you need to host a Trick or Teat party.
What? My wife will not allow it.
Ah, that's funny. Trick or Teat.
Okay, so obviously Casey doesn't want to commit to anything there. So moving on to the month of November. Now, November's obviously getting into the holiday season. We've got Thanksgiving, and we've got harvest that's in full force. So, and, of course, this year is the big one, the big election, the big presidential election. So will liberals, A, lie down on the train tracks, B, jump off of wind towers, C, choke themselves with strands of kale, or drown themselves in poi after Trump wins the election?
I'm going
to
say
I think they'll be pretty creative and kind of do whatever they want to. Most of them still haven't left from the first time they said they needed to go.
I'm gonna say E, that they actually leave the country.
Oh,
and Cher actually goes to Jupiter like she said she would.
Oh, she's already there, dude.
Yeah, no, they should go ahead and get their head wrapped around the fact that they're not gonna be president.
You really think Sonny Bono didn't hit that tree on purpose?
Ooh, easy.
Oh, was that too soon?
They weren't even married then.
Too soon.
Yeah, they weren't married then.
Oh, okay, I don't care. PTSD, Casey. She's like 70 now, isn't she? No, it's not.
I bet she is. I bet she's almost 80.
Yeah. You know, maybe if he was still with her when that song, Do You Believe in Life After Love? I mean, I think a lot of people were running into trees on purpose.
She was like, that was like the pioneering song of auto-tune, wasn't
man,
it?
That was
oh, man, I tell you what.
You
was all
believe in life after love. Casey's face just lit up. What did you have on the TV screen there, man? Casey looks like he's
pricing. How old is 73?
Casey looks like he's pricing nudes right now.
She's 73?
73. Her and Dolly Parton, same age.
Dude, Dolly Parton, oh, nice. She's held together with freaking Plaster of Paris. Holy crap.
Speaking of Trick or Teat.
So, speaking of Dolly Parton, my dad actually took me and a buddy. We were like, oh, gosh. We were, I don't know, maybe
12
or yeah. It meant more.
back in November.
Yeah, back in last year. No, we were like, I don't know, 12 or 13 or something. And he took Dolly Parton came to Amarillo. And we were like, it's the Amarillo Civic Center. Now, I mean, it's, you know, not a huge venue, but it's big and like Dolly Parton. And we were like the first row behind the floor seats. And, I mean, dude, even from there, you had to lean back so she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't five buses. Dude, she was free. And then she didn't sing any songs I knew. And, like, I knew a few songs by that point. She didn't sing hardly, like, any songs I knew.
Did she sing Coat of Many Colors?
I don't think so. I don't think she sang hardly anything. She didn't sing Islands in the Stream. She didn't sing anything.
Did she sing any of the songs from that?
9 to 5?
No, from that movie she did with Sylvester Stallone where she's trying to make him into a country music singer. I think it's called Raw.
Oh, yes.
And it's freaking funny.
Isn't it called Rhinestone Cowboy or something?
Maybe that's
it. Oh, that's Glenn Campbell.
No, I think it's
something like...
It's called Rawhide, I think. And he sings a song called Drinkenstein. He's singing about Budweiser.
Is it a cause that's supposed to be funny?
I think so. Half the movie, Sylvester Stallone walks around in a T-shirt with a skeleton on it. It's freaking hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Are you sure you're not talking about Over the Top, where he's in the arm wrestling competition?
No.
when I switch my head around the back of
that.
Casey, flip your head around. You can become the truck.
It's Rhinestone. That's what it's called.
Rhinestone. There you go.
Yeah, in Over the Top, I love how when he does that thing with his fingers, that gives him, like, Popeye Superman strength, and he can go over the top.
It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage.
Hey, like, cheats. You're not supposed to do that. But he does, anyway.
Well, he wins, doesn't he?
There's a guy. Speaking of over the top, there's a guy at the gym that I go to, and he's always there at lunch when I'm there. He looks just like that kid, all grown up.
Oh, my God.
And it's hilarious.
That was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, yeah.
Yeah, my wife's neighbor was in that movie, Terry Funk.
Terry Funk? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was your wife's neighbor.
Yeah.
Your wife's neighbor was Terry Funk?
Not
Cactus Jack?
Not next door, but
well, that's
yeah.
What we think you mean.
Well, they live close together. Yeah.
Like in the same zip code? Is that like a neighbor? Or is it just
Yeah, like within a mile of each other.
I don't know if you saw a Road Trip. If you're not in the same area code, it doesn't count. But,
because it's your ball.
You know, because it's your dog.
No, we get it.
Of course it's your ball. He says it's your dog.
Shortcuts aren't supposed to be easy. If they were easy, they would just be the way.
One of my roommates, he loved that line. I don't know. He always just crack up at it. But anyway, so we're totally off the mark here. But so December, I went blank in December because by the time I got past the whole year, I'm wiped out, just like every holiday season for everybody else.
I'm not even going to do a
prediction.
Joke.
We will go over our predictions in December this year. How's that sound?
There you go.
Okay, very good, very good. That's a good way to end it up. Well, we're going to get out of here, guys. We hope a lot of these predictions... I kind of hope none of them come true, to be honest with you, because that's going to be a bad year. And nobody needs to see anybody that's got hair on their chest nude. It's just. Y'all think? You agree? Yes, you agree. So that includes Caitlyn Jenner. So on that note, we'll get out of here. We hope everybody has a great week, and we'll be back next week. And we'll have the final two NFL teams. God almighty, I hate to see football leave. Oh, geez, it just... bittersweet like crazy, man. So we got our county show this weekend. We're going to be doing our first county show with our oldest boy. He's got his heifers and his steer, and then we're off to Fort Worth 2 weeks in a row. So we'll be like freaking Motley Crue touring the country, man. So until next time, everybody, y'all stay safe. Casey, thanks for coming on once again, sharing your predictions, and be sure to follow the Moving Iron Podcast all over social media through the podcast universe. And until next time, we'll ask everyone, what side of the line are you on?
Good morning.
The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by Bird Dog Tire Company. We'll keep them spinning to keep you grinning. The Dryline Farmer Podcast, all rights reserved 2020. A member of the Global Ag Network.